I'm Donald Waters, and welcome to Pocket Cinema, a conversation show about Tick, Tick, Boom, Orion in the Dark, and much, much more. Today on the show, we have...
I'm Nahal, everybody, and we are also joined once again by...
Tyler Karsten.
And today, we have a special guest with us. We have a Mr. Cole Zaff. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How's everyone?
Living the dream.
Good. Love to hear it.
Well, I just saw that this morning they released the trailer for the new Knuckles show on Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm. You about this, Cole?
I did not hear about this.
Big Sonic guy?
Sometimes.
I saw a little bit of it.
I'm kind of in that boat. I used to be a big Sonic fan, and it's kind of dropped off now that I grew up. But I still like it every here and there, and I love the Sonic movies that have come out. They're pretty good. And the Knuckles show, the trailer looks really great, actually. I'm really excited for it.
I liked Sonic up until, I think, Sonic Unleashed was the last game that I played.
Okay.
I don't know if that was a Wii game or...
It was Wii, PlayStation, Xbox.
Yeah.
So it was all over the place.
I think that was the last one. I was like, wow, this sucks. But I did like the movies. The movies were very, very good.
I thought they were well done.
Especially after the whole, like, redesign
of
Sonic.
The redesign.
Yeah.
So I never watched Sonic 2.
It didn't pass the sleep test, so it must not be that good.
Oh. It was great, though.
His sleep he has narcolepsy. So we call it the sleep test if he can if he can watch the whole thing without falling asleep.
That's understandable. Very understandable.
So Cole doesn't talk about movies much, do you?
Not particularly, no.
So to kind of get to know Cole, and, you know, because I forgot to say this in the first episode, what's your favorite movie? Very simple answer.
That's not a very simple answer at all.
If you need to do top three, top five, whatever. Top five?
I don't know. Tyler, start.
Why am I starting?
I was looking at you.
He's thinking.
Okay.
Let's do Nate first.
Dude.
You can pull out your... I think you have a list on Letterboxd.
I do have some listed. Boy, that's not updated often. I'll take a look at it, though. I can tell you a few, I think.
Of your favorites?
No, of yours.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yellow Submarine.
I need to rewatch that.
Aladdin.
Yes.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yep.
Rocket Man.
Yes. There's only one you're missing that I didn't, you know, that I have on here. It's House.
Oh, House Moving Castle.
Those are a few. But it's hard to pick a favorite one for me, but I'd probably go like... it's going to be pretty basic, but it's a superhero movie most likely. Probably like Spider-Man 2 or the Batman. I love them both so much.
The new Batman?
Yeah.
Not the Jack Nicholson one?
Crap. Well, it's not Jack Nicholson. It's Michael Keaton.
Jack Nicholson's a Joker.
I know, but they don't call it Jack Nicholson's Batman. okay, yes. Batman 1989, The Batman, or Spider-Man 2. Probably my favorite since I'm such a superhero nerd. But it's hard.
That's what she said.
Very nice. Okay, what about you, Donald?
Let's go me last. Tyler?
Probably Multiverse of Madness.
Really?
Really?
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
It was good. Did you watch it, Cole?
I did. I don't remember when I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was on a streaming service or like I actually saw it in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on a streaming platform. But I didn't mind. Like, I liked it. It was a decent movie, I think.
Yeah, it's fun. I know it kind of is half in the bag for a lot of people. A lot of people didn't like it. I liked it a lot. I thought the whole, I'm pretty sure they're pretty much the Illuminati. Was that group Mr. Fantastic,
yeah.
Professor X?
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cool. And dark. I was like...
I liked the Sam Raimi, like...
Yeah.
Like I was aspect. About to say
like,
that,
what
yeah.
was it? The giant eyeball.
Yeah.
Like, ah, Sam.
Right.
And then, like, the goofy transitions that everyone made fun of on Twitter. That's, like, that's
it had
standard.
It was like Sam Raimi, which I like Sam Raimi, so it kind of worked for me.
Yeah. I did. I liked it. I liked that aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think... Unpopular take... Or I guess popular now. I think the multiverse is getting really cheap all around.
It's way overdone.
Yeah, way overdone now.
Was it? I think it was the South Park one, the Panderverse.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the whole, you know, other commentary, but the commentary about how the multiverse is like a cheap way to make
yeah,
the stories
no, yeah.
cool and fun now. But
for me, it was the Flash that was really like okay.
Yeah.
The Flash. The thing is, like, obviously it's about kind of the multiverse, but I feel like they rushed all the multiverse stuff in as cameos.
Yeah.
They didn't really, like, you know, they didn't actually treat it well, and obviously that movie wasn't the best.
And, yeah, I was just sitting there, like what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad walked down, I was watching it, and he goes, what is this? Like, the worst movie I've seen so far.
Do you have any more favorites, Tyler?
But, no. So you're telling me
Multiverse of all madness. Time, Multiverse of Madness.
You put me on the spot.
But you think that's better than Infinity War or Endgame, even?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
No Way Home? I know
Into
No Way Home.
Spider-Verse?
Perfect, but I'm a
any of the Spider-Verse movies? What other movies have you seen? And what about your anime, your Demon Slayers?
There are not very many movies.
Oh, so now it's not a movie anymore.
You think Multiverse of Madness is better than Mugen Train, yeah?
Yes.
Cole.
Well, I do have a few favorite movies. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, favorite okay. movie. I made a bet with Donald how many times I can mention Beverly Hills Chihuahua today. My real list, Airplane.
Okay.
And then, Naked Gun, and then Clue, that, dry, stupid humor.
Not a big fan of Clue, but...
Yeah, I think Clue is at the bottom of that list of the... Mm-hmm. I forget who the writers are.
Yeah.
But the Leslie Nielsen kind of comedy. Really obscure movie, really terrible, but it's called Kung Pao.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
And it's a they basically took a Bruce Lee movie and dubbed
over it
with, fake... Translation.
Yeah. I've been meaning to watch it.
It's so dumb, so astronomically stupid, but it was on HBO, I think, in, 2007, and it was a weekend that HBO was free, and me and my brother watched it and just died laughing, and from then on, every time HBO was free, we would wait, or we'd, rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. It is so astronomically stupid.
I think I've heard of it, because you told me about it.
I might have. I think other than that, I think I liked... was it mid-90s, the Jonah Hill one?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good, actually.
It made me smile.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Stutz?
No, I didn't.
It's another Jonah Hill movie about his therapist.
Oh.
I didn't like it very much, but you might. All
right.
It was pretty cool. It's on Netflix.
And then, what was the last one I was going to say? I don't know. I forgot the last one. But, yeah, I like the dry humor movies, that sort of thing. The quotable
ones.
The quotable movies.
Do you like Big Lebowski?
I do. Mm-hmm. I like Big Lebowski. Really, any Coen Brothers thing.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that, but I didn't know how much you know.
I liked Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I haven't seen it. Everybody tells me to watch it.
It was good.
I have to watch it.
The Soggy Bottom Boys. Fantastic. People say, they ask me if I like country music. That's what I mean. I like the Soggy Bottom Boys from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So, yeah, that's my list that I can think of right now. I'm sure there's a few other ones. I mean, Harry Potter. Love it. Fantastic. Okay. Wouldn't say it's my favorite, though, but...
Yeah.
It's
like the whole series?
Yeah, I'd say. Harry Potter Weekends on ABC or Freeform now. Comfort. Comfort movies.
Right.
I imagine curling up next to a fireplace and watching the dumbest movies ever. It's Leviosa. Not Leviosa.
I've only read and seen Harry Potter once.
Like, all through? Like, the first one, or...
All through, the whole series. I've read and watched them once.
I've done neither.
Really?
I've never read them, seen them all either.
I got bored this summer, and I have all the books, and I just decided to read them a little bit. And the first two are page for page copies.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, I mean. So then the third one I didn't get to because I don't like reading. But yeah, that's my. My list.
That's your list?
I think.
I'm just going to do top four. I'm going to go really quick. At number four, Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay.
Best Pixar movie. You see it, Tyler? Finding Nemo? You've seen it? You like Multiverse of Madness more than Nemo?
That's a fair, trade-off.
Number three, Pulp Fiction. Tarantino's my favorite director. Number two, it's a tie, toss-up, my last two, Casablanca or Do the Right Thing. Casablanca is just the most entertaining movie. I could rewatch it every night and not get bored. And then Do the Right Thing is just so socially relevant. It was made in the 80s.
Yeah.
And especially during 2020, it was scary how kind of close it was.
I still need to watch Do the Right Thing and Casablanca. Casablanca, I'm definitely going to watch soonish because I own it. But yeah, those are pretty good top fours. Though I'm surprised you were able to actually pick some. Considering how many movies you've seen.
Yeah. How many movies have you seen?
Let's pull it
it's
up.
It's like well over 1,000.
It should be a lot higher.
I don't even think I can count that high.
1,060. But I don't think that's all of it, because I don't think I've logged every movie that I've ever seen in a Letterboxd.
What about the worst movie?
The worst movie of this year? Or, I mean, last year of all time?
Of all time.
Nate's Black Panther of all time. Gave it a zero.
All right. Did I really give it a zero?
You did.
I got to rewatch it, but I did not like it.
Then you deleted your posts and reposted it.
I have maybe three. Bullet Train. I could not stand.
Yeah, we walked out on that one.
Yeah. I made a mistake in the last episode. I thought Argyle was made by the guy who made Bullet Train, but it's made by Matthew Vaughn. So everyone knows that already, but my mistake.
Which one was Bullet Train?
It was
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And he's on a train.
Oh, yeah.
Where with the two guys, Lemon variety. And whatever.
Yeah, like Lemon and Tangerine.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Everyone watched it for some reason.
I watched that too.
Did you like it?
I mean, it was entertaining.
You don't have to not like it. I just...
I think when we saw it, it just wasn't the right time. Like, we weren't in the mood.
I was fine with watching it. I was just like... It wasn't a movie I'm like, no, stay.
But then I rewatched it on an airplane, and I wanted to punch Brad Pitt in the face.
Okay,
he's
so he's
so
like
annoying.
I may like it on if I actually sit through and watch it.
I think it was perfect, like, background movie.
Okay.
I think that's when I watched it, because I was doing something else. I think it was, like, homework whenever it came out. It was, like, a perfect background. Like, so that's why I don't hate it.
Okay.
It was just, like, oh, now Brad Pitt is fighting Domino from Deadpool. Okay. Sweet.
So, the movie Vice has Steve Carell, and it's about Dick Cheney, who was vice president to George W. Bush. That movie is the definition of pretentious. Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
It's on Netflix. There's specifically a scene in a restaurant that is just so obnoxious. He's like, instead of serving them food, they're serving him different things he could do to, like, destroy the country, and it's just like, oh my God.
Like the scene from the Simpsons movie where it's options 1 through 5. Yeah. I was elected to lead, not to read. That's a good movie, too. Simpsons
movie. Oh,
I love
great
the
movie.
Simpsons movie. They're making a second one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I watched that in an airport when I was, I think, 7.
Okay.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons growing up.
Really?
Yeah. So it was, we had like a layover, like our flight got canceled in Florida or something. So my dad was like, all right, we're going to be here for the next 4 hours. I'm going to go run and get a movie. And so he buys The Simpsons movie. My mom was pissed. Are you serious? This is the movie you picked? You could have just gotten them porn at that point. So it was me and my brother.
Like, that show is pee-pee.
Yeah. That's like,
I like men now.
It was a fun little movie. Why that we watched on like this tiny computer screen.
And
I don't know where we were. But yeah. Anyways.
Oh, and my third one is the remake of The Lion King.
Oh, that's
just
fair.
Terrible.
Ugh.
Takes everything good about the original and just makes it lifeless.
And they somehow made it longer.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how, because I don't think they added anything.
Like, The Little Mermaid, the new one, it was bad, but it wasn't as bad, because I'm not as connected to Little Mermaid as
I
am to Lion King.
Modern Disney. That's a whole episode worth of content.
They're somewhere. Speaking of modern Disney, they just released a trailer-ish for Moana 2.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It was supposed to be a TV show, but they were like, this isn't going to work.
Sorry.
Wait.
You can swear. It's okay.
I hate the TV shows.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were going to say you hate Moana, because when I saw it, I hated that movie.
No, I can't.
I'll
tell
like
you guys
some
after we anyways, I hate modern Disney with the TV shows. The TV style is terrible. Cuz
they clutter it all up.
They did too much, but now they've come back and realized they screwed up.
Well,
like,
that's actually going to be something that we talk about here in a minute.
Okay. But anyways, Moana 2. I didn't like the first one. I need to rewatch it because it's supposed to be
Moana.
Great.
I think the first one was fine.
It probably is. So I'm going to rewatch it.
But
Moana 2 might be better. Or not better. It might be good. I might actually like it. Who knows?
I still can't get over that. For every movie you think, was this as good as Multiverse of Madness?
I mean, me and Tyler saw that like the Thursday it came out. Yep.
You like
we
it better?
We both really liked. Like, when we came out of the theater, we were like 10. Like 10 out of 10?
You thought it was better than Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Still
nope.
Haven't seen that.
It's probably better than Oppenheimer.
For Tick Tick Boom, I definitely like 3090 now better than.
Right?
Well, we'll get into that. It's such a good movie.
I didn't like it the first time I watched it.
I didn't either. But we're going to talk about
it. Are you stupid?
So, anything else about Moana?
No, there's not much to say, honestly.
Now that we're kind of into it, we can talk about Cole a little bit.
Huh?
You're DJing. It's interesting. I want to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I started out, screwing around with music in, like, high school. And, like, you know, I'm not posting it anywhere because it sucks. And I still think my music sucks. But I started making, like, mixes last summer. And I posted one on YouTube with, like, a looping video of Peter Griffin dancing or something on, it was, like, the roller derby where they were all dancing together. And it was, like, a disco house mix. So it's, like, house music.
Okay.
So it was groovy and that sort of thing. And then I go on vacation, and I look at my phone, and it's, like, got 10,000 views on a brand new account. I'm like, all right.
What's it called?
Not bad.
It's Kicksave. You can look it up.
How do I find it?
On YouTube. So that video now has, like, 580,000 views.
I see it. Yeah, 587,000 views.
So I was like, all right, cool. People like it. I'm still getting notifications about comments on it, and then I just kind of rolled with that. Every month I try to do a new mix, so I'm working on one right now.
Make a SpongeBob one.
That's actually a really good idea, because
a Glorb, I showed you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do a SpongeBob one. I don't know. It's such a stupid, like, formula to get people to like it, like, kind of a clickbaity thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
But they like it, I guess. And then this new bar opened up in Columbus called Goodnight John Boy, which is a play on like a line from the Waltons, that old TV show. And it's a disco theme bar, but it's still a nightclub at heart. So I just went there and started playing the music that I made, or not made, but, you know, mixed in there. And that's what I've been up to. So it's nothing crazy.
I had idea about your YouTube channel. That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's how I get credibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I ever wanted to cold email some organizer for an event, I'll be like, hey, guys, can I open for a big guy, for a big DJ? Here's my YouTube. See, I'm real. I use that as leverage. I have yet to do that, but I don't know. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I grew up in high school in percussion. So, like,
that's what he's in.
Nice.
My mom's the percussion teacher here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So I got that, like, ingrained in my mind of phrasing and, like, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, DJs will go in and transition to the next song on the three count, and I'm sitting there over there, like, tweaking out. Like, it has to be perfect. It has to sound good. And
okay, yeah.
So it's very drummer mindset.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, I see you.
I'm, like, I can feel the eight counts when the transition next, because all the songs are the same.
Mm-hmm.
At the base of it, it's all the same. It's a 16-bar intro. It's groups of 16. Yeah, it's all the same. So if you got the background, it's easy to, you know, figure it out. I'm sure if I gave you guys a controller or a mixer, you guys would figure it out pretty quickly. You know, whenever I walk around sometimes in Columbus and I see the other DJs, they don't know my real name. Yo, Kicksave. Like, it's
cool to be anonymous in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I did have some girl DM me on Instagram from my DJ account on Instagram and said, asked if I would DJ her wedding in Brazil.
Are you going to?
Not in Brazil, no.
Uh-uh.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, wow, that would be sick. Or that would suck. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Would they have flown you out there for free? Or?
I didn't respond to the DM.
You left her on red?
Well, I didn't open it.
Ah.
I mean, I unreaded it.
Ah.
She doesn't.
Well, now she's going to know if she listens to this.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to go to Brazil.
Why not? That would be sick.
Just yet.
Huh?
I'm scared. I want to stay in Ohio for a little bit.
Me and David will go with you.
Bodyguards?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. It's side money right now. Hopefully I can...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you make money.
That's cool. You're making money off of it still.
Well, not the YouTube. I think I've made so far 40 cents
Oh. Wow.
Better than nothing.
Big winnings over here.
Buy yourself something nice with that.
But when I DJ down in Columbus, I do get paid.
Yeah, okay. That makes
because, you know, the drive down there and the drive back and, yeah, you know, doing actual work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun work, though.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Nice place. Definitely check it out if you ever you guys are in the area.
What was it called?
Good Night, John Boy.
John Boy?
Yeah. Good Night, John Boy.
Good Night, John Boy.
Shout out.
Shout out them.
Well, we go to Columbus every here and there, so I don't know if we are nearby. Maybe we can check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool.
When do you perform?
I'm basically off this semester.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of told him, like, I want to finish out school before I, you know, go back. Because it really was a pain in the ass to drive every weekend down and back on Sunday.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
And it'd be one thing if I'm going down there to, like, party, but I'm actually working.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to popular belief, you know, I'm up from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And after that, you're just drained, and then you had to drive back on Sunday. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really a party.
All right. So we have a little bit of movie news. Joaquin Phoenix's next movie is going to be with Todd Haynes. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He did May December. That movie on my 2023 list. So he's a very good director. But the newsworthy part is it's going to be most likely NC-17.
What is NC-17?
Higher than R, but below X.
Nudity.
We get nudity in PG-13 sometimes.
Not anymore.
Okay, yeah, but we do get an R. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though.
Argyle was beaten by Migration in the UK box office.
It finally migrated over.
Fox, Warner Brothers, and Disney are sent. This might be for you, Cole. Are set to launch a new sports streaming service. They plan to combine ESPN, TNT, and Fox Sports to stream under one sports streaming app.
Huh.
Yeah, what's that going to be, like $50 a month?
Probably.
Yeah, that's going to be.
It's going to be expensive.
That's.
I don't know. I think streaming services with sports is just the worst thing in the world. Because you'll get a bunch of games that are just blacked out. Like BSN, sport, or not BSN, ball, I don't even know. Bally, I think it's Bally
You're
sports.
Not a sports guy?
No, I'm not a sports streaming guy. but all these like different networks and some of the games are just not available. It's annoying.
Any other comments on that?
The sports streaming? No. I think
Tyler?
It's going to be bad.
Don't have any insights?
Nope.
Okay. Bob Iger says Marvel Studios will be focusing on their stronger franchises and volume will be reduced going forward.
I like volume being like reduced. Less stuff is probably for the best right now. The MCU is only pumping out one movie this year, and that is Deadpool 3, which will probably be good, but... You know, that's because the other Deadpool movies were good and those weren't under Disney at the time. I think it was.
They weren't. Yeah, it was Fox.
Yeah. But the only problem I see with that is will we get more independent characters or new characters in movies? Or are they just going to scrap that entire thing and just keep reusing? Because that's not what people are going to want. Like, people don't want sequels. I'm kind of surprised Moana 2 is getting a sequel because that's what everybody's been complaining about is sequels, remakes. They want new. Give me something new. I want something new.
I don't know. I think Marvel is a mess right now.
Marvel is a mess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Star Wars is okay.
The thing is, we just got news about some... I don't know who it is, but some girl is heading it now. Heading Star Wars again. And the problem is this... Yeah. This girl said on an interview that she likes to make men feel uncomfortable during movies. And Star Wars, I hate to say this, is... It's like... Yes, there are female like audiences, female audience, but it's a male audience. It's most dominated by men.
There's definitely Star Wars fans of
all
walks of life. But you think of a nerdy Star Wars fan.
You think of a fat ass guy. I'm gonna call myself.
You think
out
of this
here.
Guy.
But
I pointed at Tyler.
I'm all for. I don't want anybody feeling uncomfortable in the movies. The other thing is, like, they want to focus on Rey, which has not done well. Rey Skywalker has not been good. Skywalker, that's terrible.
Rey Palpatine.
Thank you. It's Rey Palpatine, not Skywalker.
Speaking of which, in 2026, Disney is going to be releasing two Star Wars movies, one about Rey and one about Mandalorian. No one's going to understand why we're laughing.
I will say, Mandalorian I'm kind of looking forward to. I'll see how they do it as a movie. I like the show.
I need to finish.
I haven't seen the new one. I haven't seen the new one.
Did you fall asleep?
Not during the show.
Rey, I'll watch it because I'm a fucking Star Wars, you know, fucking cult follower. I'll see it, but it doesn't mean I'll enjoy it all.
I think The Last Jedi was the first Star Wars movie that I watched, because I watched it with my dad.
Get a load of this.
And my brother. The first Star Wars movie that I walked out of, and I was like, wow, this sucks.
This is his favorite Star Wars movie.
That's you the only one I like.
Are high. What have you been smoking? I want to talk to your dealer, because it's probably laced. I think The Last Jedi was so bad, and they were just subverting your expectations just to subvert your expectations, and made it bad.
Yeah,
I was getting lectured.
The new trilogy wasn't... It's not good.
No, it wasn't good.
See, I hated The Force Awakens because it was a New Hope clone.
Yes.
Which and that's why I hated it. But if I went back looking in that light, I might enjoy it. But I just don't think it's good.
I saw The Force Awakens the Thursday. Like, yeah. It was a midnight...
The opening day.
Yeah, midnight premiere or something on a Wednesday night, and we went there. I don't know. I was in high school. And I didn't mind it because new Star Wars, you know.
That's kind of how I was.
Lightsaber with Crossguard. Ooh. And I thought it was going to be like a good trilogy. And then The Last Jedi came out. And even my dad was just like, I saw the original Star Wars in theaters. What the shit? What the hell was that? They killed Luke? Spoiler alert, they killed Luke.
Spoiler.
Anyways, yeah, it just sucked. It sucked. And then they went and killed Leia. Oh, okay, well, they had to kill Leia.
Carrie Fisher did pass away.
Yes, unfortunately. No, that was... She died before the movie was released, right?
Yes.
So, when I was watching it and Kylo shoots the bridge of the,
right.
the ship, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, if this is... Fine, this is...
But then...
This is, you know, he killed his dad, and now he kills his mom. Kind of grim, but, you know, what else are they going to do? And then all of a sudden...
She's fine.
CGI Carrie Fisher, like, Superman's...
That's why I like it, because it's so stupid.
It's just like, why? Like, why did they need to do that? Why not just finish her there?
I think visually, it was a fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm.
The crate, I think it was, the salt with the red under it.
That did look good.
That was really cool with the sand hoppers or whatever they were, like
right.
kicking up the red dust. And then Finn went and kissed Rose,
yeah.
or Rose kissed
Finn. Rose was such a...
For no reason. Well, Finn was doing a kamikaze, taking down the laser death beam, and out of nowhere, Rose just decides to un-kamikaze the kamikaze, and then... makes out with the guy afterwards. I don't understand the movie. I don't get it. And then Luke died.
I barely remember this movie.
Star Wars is in the shitter.
Well, the thing is, the shows, though, actually are not bad. Or from what I've seen. Mandalorian's, I enjoyed a lot. I love Obi-Wan just because
I like
he's it. My favorite Star Wars character.
Did you watch
character.
Obi-Wan?
I did. I did like Obi-Wan. Sort of. I think it could have been a movie. It should have been a movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
But... Seeing Anakin back on the screen made me
did such a good job, too.
Really did. But I do wish it was a movie. I think someone, recut it into a movie.
That's cool.
Cut out all the fluff.
I can see Tyler's getting bored of the Star Wars talk.
Well, Andor's supposed to be good. I haven't seen it yet. And same with Ahsoka. People love that.
Mid.
You don't like Ahsoka? I'll watch it eventually, but I'm not sure when. And Book of Boba Fett was actually mid, which made me so upset.
I forgot about that.
I don't think Disney has come out with a good show.
Did you watch Andor?
No.
I'll say I enjoyed, Loki season 2 from when I watched was good.
Okay, they did come out with one good show.
I don't know when Moon Knight came out during that. I love Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight was fun.
They didn't really serve anything. Yeah, that's the only problem. Let me think. So, Loki. What If has been pretty good, but it's, once again, kind of just... It's on its own.
I liked What If Season 1. What If Season 2 was just the Captain Carter show.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm worried about. I don't think I finished it, but I was worried that it'd just become that. Echo is all... I enjoyed it, but it wasn't great. I just kind of liked the more grounded MCU. Like, I love Daredevil.
The criminal kind of thing.
Yes.
WandaVision sucked. I will stand by that.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. I liked WandaVision. That's,
I liked the first episode. Okay. That's all I watched.
I liked the, like the period, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s.
That was really cool. I thought that's what it was going to be.
That was cool.
Sick.
And then all of a sudden it flips to
Marvel,
an actual TV show. Like, oh, shit. Like, this isn't just some funny.
Mm.
But it, like, it took, because this was the first Disney show to come out at all, I think.
Yeah.
And then
yes,
it was once a week. So the first episode, it was like, all right, cool. That was fun. Not going to care much about it. And then they tease something in the second episode, I think. And then we're all sitting there like, well, what the hell? Like, I think the biggest issue with the Disney shows is you have to watch all of it to get the complete story instead of every episode is its own contained story.
Right.
It's like, to be continued, to be continued, to be continued. Where if you watch any TV show, like, that has an over... Like, I think of The Boys.
Oh, yeah, I love The Boys.
I've seen The Boys.
I've seen, like, the first couple of seasons. Mm.
Every episode is its own contained story. Like, you can watch one episode mm-hmm. in any season, whether it's the start or the middle, and you'd be like, all right, I enjoyed that. I'm curious to where the overarching story goes, but I enjoyed that little contained episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the Marvel shows, you have to watch the entire thing to enjoy it.
Yeah, they're kind of like mini movies.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm used to that because I watch One Piece and literally every episode's to be continued, you fair. Know. So I'm used to it, but I can see why that's a problem, and it is. That's fair.
But do you think that every episode of One Piece, like, the story moves?
Oh,
like,
definitely. Like, well, mostly, yes.
Most of them.
You know, you have your fillers, and then just, it kind of, the whole issue with One Piece is its pacing is bad.
Well, I mean, with over 1,000 episodes, you think there's going to be filler episodes here and there. But
yeah,
with
but it's still surprisingly little.
Disney show that's 8 episodes that you get, you'd think they would make the most of it.
Right.
Did you guys watch Percy Jackson?
Just, not yet.
Wrap that up.
It sucked. I watched
it. No, it was bad.
First 6 episodes
did you?
Came out.
What'd you think?
Pretty good.
I hate it.
I don't like...
Well, he loves
I
Percy
can't,
Jackson.
I can't touch on that. But I'd say the actors for the first movie were so much of a better fit than...
Well, from what I've heard is that actually the actors in the show are a lot more accurate to what he was in the book. Or kind of how a teenager would act.
Yeah, I think, I mean, other than...
Yeah, I agree. Like, acting-wise, fine. Actors as people would have been better to have the original cast.
I liked the original cast because I think they were good.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were just too old. If it was, like, younger them, I think it would be better.
Yeah.
But I do like, I mean, who was the kid and who played Percy? He was in The Adam Project.
From the original
that person? Was a horrible movie.
Yeah, terrible. But also, I did kind of like it, The Adam Project.
You like Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the kid's a good actor. I think they're all great actors.
Yeah.
Just, mm-hmm. I don't know. It sucked. I hated the show, Percy Jackson.
I mean, I can't see much yet. I haven't seen it, and I don't know when I will. I might read the series first and then watch it. We'll see.
I miss Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're about 40 minutes in and haven't talked about either of the movies. So, Orion in the Dark, written by Charlie Kaufman, directed by some guy who also did The Trolls 2, I think.
I think it had a great storyline. It was great animation.
Did you watch it?
The character development was really nice and really good, and I didn't see any of it. So, have fun about your discussion.
I was actually thinking you could head this one.
Yeah, Tyler. Well, the movie is about a kid who's afraid of the dark, and darkness comes to visit him, and he says, actually, all these weird people control everything, and it's all just the circle of life, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, Tyler, why don't you give us your... rendition based off my plot description of the movie. What do you think happens? Oh, forgot to mention, kid who plays Orion also played Luca in Luca.
He also played a kid in the Good Kids movie. Or
Good Boys?
Good Boys, and I love that. That was funny.
Wait. So it's the same actor in Luca,
mm-hmm.
the Italian
yeah,
Disney one?
Luca, the main character, Luca.
See, when I watched, like, I literally thought it was Luca.
Yeah.
Like, the same sort of anime, like...
Yeah, kind of have similar animation, yeah.
I don't know.
the animation reminded me, like, kind of like Luca, and a little bit, and the characters mainly of turning red with the mouths, at least.
Mm-hmm. It's that new animation style.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a Kroger commercial.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What?
You that's what it was.
Of, like, what the Grubhub commercial
Grubhub
was.
Commercial.
Yes, yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah, where it's like that. I don't know.
It's weird. It's not. There is some really good animation in it, or some good animation in it.
Well, let's save our talk for after Tyler's rendition.
So just for a recap,
yeah,
Kid's Afraid of the Dark.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And darkness comes.
Yeah. So darkness is this little purple droplet thing.
No. Wait, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt.
He comes to make the kid not afraid of darkness anymore, but instead points out other things he should be afraid of.
That would be better than what the movie actually was. Continue. Keep going. How
Why
does
is it
he
a
do
purple
this?
Droplet?
I want to hear
That's what I saw on the picture.
Okay, keep going.
I want to hear Tyler Karsten's version of a Charlie Kaufman idea.
That is the idea.
No, tell me more.
That is about it.
What should he be afraid of more than the dark in a kid's movie?
Non-kid movie things.
No, if you had to be... You're a screenwriter, okay? Charlie Kaufman says, this idea's not working. Tyler, I need your help.
He's not coming to Tyler.
Scrap the idea. Scrap the idea and move on.
No, seriously, tell me.
Debt.
I'll let you think about it.
Okay.
The IRS.
I had to look up a plot synopsis because this movie's forgettable.
You gave it a 7.
It was okay.
That's pretty high for you for forgettable.
Well, yeah, because I liked it in the moment. I kind of liked... It was really kind of trippy how it started off like it was a movie and then it was a story the dad was telling the kid.
Yeah, so like he's afraid of darkness and then he finds out his parents are struggling with money. So he has to go out and get a job to help support his family.
And darkness is making him do this? Mm-hmm.
Darkness is helping him along the way.
That would be interesting. I'm not even going to lie.
So this guy gets a book on it and this demon follows him around. And when he writes people's name in the book... Those people
Death
die.
Note.
Ryan note.
Ryan in the Death Note. isn't there a guy in the movie named Light?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go.
You know who Robbie was? The random noises. The yellow robot.
The yellow robot.
And I'm the purple one. You're Orion.
Why? I think I'm dark.
Oh, yeah, you're dark. That's what I meant.
Oh, dark's not the purple one? Who's the purple one?
The purple one I'm
purple
thinking
one is like
dreams.
Anxiety or dreams or something.
There is insomnia, which is green.
Insomnia.
So where's narcolepsy?
Where's narcolepsy if there's insomnia?
Non-existent because it's fake.
Man, this sounds like a stupid kids movie.
I wish there was more to talk about with this because it is Charlie Kaufman, who's my favorite working screenwriter, but it's just kind of a generic kids movie.
It was pretty much a kid's movie. Like, I enjoyed stuff about it.
I liked the time skips, but that's not enough. It just tried too hard, I think.
I hated the ending so much.
Oh, yeah.
I got really pissed. I'm like, what the fuck just did I... What did
I
watch?
It made me tear up, but at the same time, I was like,
If I teared up, it was because of how bad it was. And I'm guessing it went in G Fuel.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, tell us what you think happened at the ending that made me tear up in Neat Man.
Darkness faded away to light.
That would have been more interesting.
You see, that does happen. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
That does happen. That's like halfway, maybe. No, that's like a third of the way through the movie. Three-fourths, sorry.
Okay, fine. All the other things fade away to light.
No, so what happens actually is Orion starts talking about like the daylight.
Everyone's gonna have to go pee now.
Orion talks to like the other creatures that work in the night to make it all like nighttime, saying how great daytime is and all this stuff, and he gets them pretty much all of them inspired to like, we want to go in daytime, we want to see what it's like, we'd rather be there where there's all this color and stuff. So they all give up on dark and then they all go into the light, and Dark has nothing to live for now, pretty much, because he can't do anything on his own. He's just the darkness. Everything's so bleak and dull without all the other, I don't know what the fuck they are, just colors.
What are they?
They're not emotions, that's the thing.
They're just like...
They're like...
Occurrences?
Occurrences in the night, I don't know. Yeah,
pagan
kind of.
Gods. This is a pagan movie. The pagan god of insomnia.
But, yeah, light just kind of takes over darkness because he gave up, so kind of committed Should I say that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Scuba side?
He went bye-bye. But, you know, they get him back. La-di-di-la-la-da. And Orion kind of overcomes his fear of darkness a little. But the other thing is, when it's, like, when he's an adult, you still see that he's scared of darkness. And this is, like, halfway through the movie. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
The story's a little over the place in some areas. And the ending, did you ever guess?
Yeah, he said darkness turned into light.
Oh.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm... So no, what happened was they were trying to figure out a actual ending, and eventually it just turns into Orion's daughter comes into the future or the past to help Orion save darkness, dark, and then like actually bring night back to the world, and then they're like, "Well, how do we get you back home?" Enter time machine.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was a part of the story that they were telling each other, or if it was like the movie.
Right, so, like, time machine comes in, takes her back, whatever, and there's fucking alien monsters now. And then we find out that was Ryan's daughter's son's interpretation of the story. Or, like, the ending. Because they never could figure out the ending. I thought that was stupid. And I definitely did an interesting job of explaining that. But it was just,
it does an interesting like job it. Of explaining it.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending.
Cole?
Kroger commercial. Mm. I didn't like it.
You didn't like the movie?
No. The time machine,
it was so...
It
just didn't need... I don't know. I think Charlie Kaufman couldn't figure out an ending.
I feel like the storytelling bit was done way better in, like, other
by
movies.
Me.
Yes, by you. actually, yes.
Yeah.
Very
that,
much
yeah.
so. It's no Beverly Hills Chihuahua, I'll tell you that much.
The acting's pretty okay. I don't know. Nothing to write home about.
I'm glad that they didn't do, like, Chris Pratt as everything in this movie.
Chris Pratt
as
Orion.
I'm excited for him as Garfield.
excited?
Yeah, excited. I like Chris Pratt. I think people slept on Bill Murray as Garfield.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love Bill Murray.
I love Bill Murray. He's so good.
I'm going to invite him to my wedding. He's, like, known to crash weddings.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Now I have a reason to get married, so maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, you have the following for it.
Yeah.
Send him your YouTube.
Hey, Bill Murray, I have 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. Come to my wedding. No.
But the animation was...
Was not the best.
Yeah, in some areas it was actually kind of nice. Most areas...
I like the nighttime
it was pretty
scenes.
Dull. Yeah, the night actually looked pretty good, which maybe was something they were shooting for. But a lot of it still seemed lifeless, especially in the people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to hate on the animation people because I know their job mm-hmm. is hell.
Yeah,
and they do
no
so much
disrespect.
Work. From like a technical standpoint, everything looked perfect. Everything was fantastic, like the lighting and mm-hmm. the texturing, all that stuff. It was more the art direction.
The art direction was a little weird
of the characters themselves.
Mm-hmm. So I think they tried to clash, as we said, Luca with turning red, and I just don't know if it worked.
I don't. It's that new stuff. I mean, the Steven Universe face.
Mm. Yeah.
That sort of animation.
But CG.
Yeah. But, 3D.
So it didn't really work out too well.
I don't know.
Doesn't take away too much from the movie for me, but it's just not.
Something to get used to. It sort of feels like kind of cheap. Lame.
You like the animation, Tyler?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I said that in the beginning.
Okay.
Anyway. So, I did give it a 7. No, I would probably give it a, like, 5.
I gave it a 6. It might be a 5. But I'll probably
I think I
six.
Liked it a little too, because I was excited for a new Charlie Kaufman. But
I'll give it a 3 because I heard my story was better. So.
What about you, Cole? Out of 10?
6.
6 out of 10?
Oh.
4.
6.4.
Split in the middle. Kind of. 7, 6.
6.4. Going to 5
you don't
out of
count.
10. Going to 5 out of 10. Nate's going 6 out of 10.
Okay, leaving it down.
So, the next movie is Tick, Tick, Boom. This was Nate's recommendation. Take
sure
it away.
Was. Tick, Tick, Boom is about Jonathan Larson, who was a theater, Broadway or musical composer. He's most famously known for Rent, I'm pretty sure. But, whew. Yeah, there's Rent, and then Tick, Tick, Boom, this.
And what was the other one?
And the what this movie's about is about him writing about the musical Superbia. That's what this whole thing is about. And Tick, Tick, Boom, I think it was like a one-night-only performance from what I got from the movie. But it starts out at this venue. Andrew Garfield plays Jonathan Larson. Amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield's a great actor, and this is one of his best, maybe my favorite. But it starts out, and we immediately kick in the music. We get 3090, which is a great song, and it kind of sets this like theme or sets the stage for what we're going to get. We see that Andrew Garfield's character is, you know, his 30th birthday is coming up, and all this anxiety is kind of coming in because he hasn't made a hit musical like Stephen Sondheim. Because Stephen Sondheim had his at like 27. So he's a little worried. He's like, am I able to make it? And that's kind of what 3090 is starting to be about. There's definitely more to it that I'm not good. I'm not great at analyzing movies.
Fair.
But, what? Oh, boy. It's great. So after, you know, it kind of switches back and forth between, like, the actual story and then going back to the musical itself. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
The musical is telling the story. Oh, God. Go ahead, Tyler, telling the story,
and then it's
the actual
him
story.
Living his life, trying to write it, and then also throws in parts of the, what is it called? The,
Superbia?
Where they're practicing it?
Yeah.
The workshop.
Workshop.
Yes. Because a lot of this is about the, kind of like, the workshop is in a week or something, and he still needs to write this one piece. That one piece. This that he needs for
Elizabeth in Act Two.
Yes, for Act Two, that would make the whole show because like Stephen Sondheim said,
it's the turning point.
It's the turning point. Is you're going to go to the good or the bad, and that's the big thing. It's like Andrew Garfield is trying to write this song, but he can't. He can't get that creative stroke. He's in a writer's block, and we just see throughout this entire movie like his anxiety just start to grow, and he starts pushing people away, and. You know, eventually he gets that, and this is just a really short summary of it. He gets the inspiration. He writes the song. It's amazing. The workshop's a success. But nobody really, you know, is actually going to invest in the show. His
and his friends are dying.
Yes.
And you skipped over that part.
AIDS.
Yeah. That's, yes. Oh, God. I guess I'm looking at Andrew's story. I'm kind of looking at the musical right now, and then we can talk more into that. But, I don't even know what she was called. Her name was Rosa or something like that.
Yeah.
She was kind of like her and his...
girlfriend.
Nope. Yep. Talking about the secretary or something.
Oh, the, yeah. Yep.
She kind of gets everything booked. You know, she called the people to come to the, performance.
I forget the word.
Okay. But, you know, she's the one that, like, gets people to come to these, the workshop. And she's like, Andrew's like, how is, you know, what are the reviews? And Rose is like, everything's great. Everything's perfect. And then Andrew Garfield's like, what do I do now? And she's like, you start writing the next one. And he's like, well, aren't people going to invest in this? And she's like, nobody is going to come to... Agent, yeah, we're fucking stupid.
Agent, I was trying to think of the word.
But, you know, Rose is like, nobody's going to invest in some, or nobody, like, tourist-wise, is going to come to New York to see a Broadway show about space, or aliens and spaceships and stuff, which is not what it's about, as he said. And this kind of just throws him in the dust. He's like, my last 8 years have been a waste. And this is where he finds out that his best friend, I think his name was Michael, has AIDS. And, you know, you might only have, like, a year or so to live at this point-ish. If he's
and
lucky,
since
he
was pushing people away earlier when he was trying to get... when he was trying to tell him.
Yes.
He's like, why didn't you tell me earlier?
And then Andrew's like, you did. You tried. And it's so emotional. You know... And this is where he goes to a stadium wherever... And he starts singing a song about him and Michael being friends throughout life. And he starts kind of getting inspiration for the next one. And that next one is Tick, Tick, Boom. Really, that was just a fucking broad overview of it. I didn't go too far into detail because it's been a few days. I could talk more about the music because that's the biggest part for me. I fucking love the music in that.
Mm-hmm.
What did I miss?
You have a better memory than we do, Tyler.
You do have a pretty surprisingly good memory.
I pretty much covered the plots that you're missing.
Okay.
I like to think this is a continuation of High School Musical, spiritual successor.
Did you get to watch this one?
Hmm?
Okay, I don't know if you were.
Yeah, I watched it like a long time ago.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I brushed up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in the background, I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I think, I like musicals.
I love musicals.
I think it's like a dying art.
What's your favorite musical?
Like movie musical or
mm-hmm. or in general.
I don't know. Let me
What movie be easier? Movie musical?
I liked, out of all the ones I've seen in person, I liked The Lion King.
Mm.
Okay.
That's about it. I was in Bye Bye Birdie when I was in middle school, so that's got a special place in my heart. The movie was cool, too. Give me a little bit. Let me think about my favorite one.
What about Nate? Favorite musical / movie musical?
Favorite musical, like, for Broadway, at least, I'm going to have to say either it's between three, and that'd be Beetlejuice, Little Shop of Horrors, or Addams Family. I've played in Little Shop of Horrors. I played the bass for, it was a high school production, so nothing, grand, but it was pretty fun. But I got to play the Addams Family here at our college here, and we have a really good theater production. Like, it was great. I loved playing in it, and I'm getting to play in a bunch of musicals now because of it, so I'm really happy. But Addams Family was really fun, and it was really good. The music is just so... It's got a lot of Latin to it, and Latin music is really nice. Especially since I'm a percussionist, like, there's all the congas, and then, claves, Yeah. Between those three, movie-wise... Little Shop of Horrors, the movie is... I'll say that's probably my favorite right now, because I love Steve Martin a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great in it, and Rick Moranis is a great actor. And he's surprisingly really good at singing.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I love that movie. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. This isn't the recommendation, but I'm just... Mm-hmm. It's another one.
Tyler?
I like Has Been Hotel.
The TV
show? Are you shitting me? You're watching that?
Yeah, I already watched it all.
I mean, I plan on watching
it. I was like, it also has Beetlejuice from Beetlejuice.
Really?
As Adam.
Beetlejuice from Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
as
you know.
Adam.
Beetlejuice. Yeah. You know, Spider-Man from Spider-Man.
No, the person who plays Beetlejuice in Broadway.
In the Broadway?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
He was very good. Because I'm like, there's no fucking shot Michael Keaton went on.
Batman.
Speaking of Beetlejuice, they are making the sequel, funnily enough, called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I meant to bring that up.
But Jenna Ortega's going to be starring in it, and... Hallelujah! I love Jenna Ortega.
Mommy.
I don't know. I'm excited for it. I think Michael Keaton's returning, so if he doesn't, then we're in trouble, but I'm pretty sure he is. So that'll probably be good. I think it's supposed to come out in September.
Yeah, I just like all the heavy hitters that are in Has Been Hotel, and it's just so good.
I said Michael Keaton was in the Batman,
two songs,
but he was in the Flash.
Every episode, basically.
Just for the record.
Two songs per episode.
Any other favorite musicals, like Broadway? Did you see Beetlejuice with him, with Nate?
I played on the TV for a little bit when I was over.
Are you talking about the original?
No, the Broadway.
No, I went with my parents.
Oh.
No, everyone.
He was invited.
No, he was not invited to go to New York with me and my family.
I know. I never get invited.
So, any other favorites? No? I really like Chicago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Chicago.
And Little Shop of Horrors.
There we go.
And La La Land.
How did I forget fucking
La La Land? Was good.
I love La La Land.
There's some others.
Ryan Gosling's very good. So is Emma Stone.
Team America. It's pretty funny.
Oh, wait, now I gotta change my answer. It's Barbie.
Barbie. That is kind of a musical.
What do you guys think? Like, what do you consider a musical? Because when I hear musical movie, I think of, people in a line, I don't know how to describe it, like, someone says a line that kicks off the musical.
Yeah, they
number.
Break out into a song.
Kind of like that, like song and dance.
I
like
see it
usually
as
with choreography.
Yeah, if there's a lot of songs that drive the plot forward.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll count Barbie as a musical.
No, it's
not really. It's a quasi musical.
There's not a. Is there. Okay, there's I'm Just Ken. Is there anything else?
Dance the night away.
Yeah, I didn't like Barbie song.
I love
Still
Barbie.
Haven't seen it.
Don't worry
I haven't
about
seen it either.
It's so good.
I've seen Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Haven't seen Oppenheimer?
It's coming to Peacock, actually.
Poopcock?
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree.
It's on Poopcock, I think. I think it is now.
It's coming out on the 16th, I think, actually.
I mean, going back to musicals, Sound of Music, have not watched the entire thing. Mm. I don't know why.
I need to watch that.
It's one of those movies that, like, I'll watch it with my parents, and then they'll turn it off when the Nazis show up. Like, they're like, well, movie's over anyway, so. Like, I don't know. I literally don't know how it ends.
I need to watch Fiddler on the Roof still.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of musicals, we'll get back to Tick, Tick, Boom, I swear. But I was at Walmart, and I found a Steelbook Blu-ray copy of Wall Card.
Oh, yeah.
Dewey Cox story.
Dewey Cox,
like
have you seen that? With John C. Reilly?
Walk the Line. I haven't watched it yet.
It's so
But
funny.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God, it seems so good. And the singing actually looks good.
At the beginning, there's a guy who's kind of, they're doing a performance of Dewey Cox, and it's his manager or something. He's like, Cox, I need Cox. It was so funny. One of my friends who we met in California dated John C. Reilly's son for a while.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
No,
she's
I'm excited
cool.
to watch that.
The Producers. That's what I was thinking
I
of.
Haven't seen it.
It's good.
I should watch it.
It's good.
I like Cabaret, too. Cabaret is one of my faves.
I need to watch Cabaret. See, I thought All That Jazz was supposed to be
Oh,
really
All
cool.
That Jazz, yes.
Is it? Yeah, it yeah. becomes a musical
it
like
does.
Halfway through.
I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I think Trolls is pretty good.
You seen Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
For those counting at home, that's three?
It's like four, I think.
Four?
I mean,
I haven't been counting.
Only as many as Beverly Hills Chihuahua movies there are.
Five.
How many are there?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I think they're on Disney Plus.
All right. I guess back to Tick, Tick, Boom, since we're on such a musical kind of streak. The music of Tick, Tick, Boom. So, when I saw it the first time, I did like the movie. I liked it a lot better now. And I love it. It's a 9 out of 10 for me. But the music, I only liked a few select tracks. This time, I loved every track.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to get in spoilers?
Kind of already covered. Are you going to say that the songs are spoilers?
Well, there's some things.
We already kind of covered that his friend got AIDS. We
already
covered
his other
the
friends
movie.
Are dying.
This is a little belated, but
shut up.
Spoiler.
The music all around is great. Let me pull up the track list so I can just spiel it off. And actually, I listened to some of the original cast recording. I like this one a lot better. It's like they're almost like two different albums. But so we start out with 3090, which is super good. Jeez. Like I said already, it sets the stage perfectly. And then we get to kind of where, yeah, as I actually am looking at these songs, I'll probably start kind of remembering this story. We get to Boho Days, which pretty much Andrew Garfield's throwing a party in his rundown, crappy apartment. I think the party is just, there was a reason, and I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they start singing a song.
This is the life of Bo.
I think it was for the workshop.
It probably was. But once again, I actually didn't like that song the first time. I just watched the movie, but I like it now.
Yeah.
But I like 3090 instead.
There's Green Green Dress, which was just kind of played in the background.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
No More. No More.
Which one was that?
This was when Michael took Andrew Oh, my God. Let me call him.
Yeah,
I'll kind of call him Jonathan Larson. So Michael took Jonathan to his new apartment or his complex or whatever.
Oh, I like that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the No More.
Yeah, yeah, No More. Da, da, da.
And then it goes into a Sweet Link, you know.
Yeah, I love, that's my favorite one.
And then he gets stuff right back into his apartment.
It's super good. I think it's like showing, in this song, it was really cool how it kind of showed this. When it was in Andrew's apartment, it was, Jonathan's apartment. It was like all hectic, like rock, No More, you know. All this crappy stuff that he had to deal with. But when we got to Michael's, it was like so soft, sweet, and just everything was nice. It was very, I'd say serenading. I don't know. I've said that a few times now today. Let's see. Next is Johnny Can't Decide. This is kind of him going more into...
Don't you mean Andrew Can't Decide?
Yep. It's kind of about him. Just he's trying to figure out the song for Act 2 that he just can't. And it's kind of a lot about that struggle. And then we get to him working at his Sunday diner. And it's a Sunday brunch, which is the worst time to be working there. And it starts playing this song called Sunday.
Ooh.
It's a very good song. I don't know if it served much to the whole story. I don't think so.
I don't think I remember it.
But it's very good. And the play game was this funny rap song that they added in. That I can't remember who actually sung it. I think it might have been, here it says, Tariq Trotter. So the play game's just like this rap song that it started with Tariq Trotter singing it. It's pretty funny. And then it goes back to like where Jonathan Larson's telling the story to the audience, and it's just him rapping, and it was super funny. Then we get to probably one of my, it's definitely one of my favorite songs in the whole soundtrack is Therapy.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
It's so cool. The choreography is so great between Jonathan Larson and I don't really know the other girl's name. But it's really cool, and I love how it switches back and forth between the song and then John and his girlfriend arguing, which I think her name is Susan.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Kind of reminded me of Bo Burnham.
Yes. I see that.
Yeah.
But it was very good. And it... Oh, I love that one. Then we get Swimming, which I'm pretty sure it's here, where he's, like, swimming in his pool, because he keeps... That's, like, a daily routine for him. Not his pool, but he goes to, like, the Y and starts swimming, and he does laps. But halfway through the song, I think he finally hits what he needed for, the song that he's missing from the second act. And it's kind of the part where it goes, like, forward motion. I'm not singing. But it's... And actually, the scene there is really cool because he's underwater, and you see along the, like, the paint strips under the pool, you see the music notes lay out. And it's just super... It's a really cool scene. But yeah. Come to Your Senses is the next one.
Yeah, it's the song that he thought of.
Yes. Yes. Which is also a really good song. And that's the song that was made for the second act.
Use all five senses, not just one.
Then we get Real Life, which is the song that Michael sings after, you know, kind of after Jonathan finds out he's got AIDS. It's a very good song and very well done, very powerful. Why? That's the next song. Whatever, I'm kind of repeating. That's pretty much it. Why, I think, was the one that he starts singing about Jonathan and Michael's life together. But yeah, those are the main songs. They're all great. I really love them all. I think they're better than the actual original cast recording. But yeah, that about sums up the music, I guess.
I don't think there's ever been an artist who... Or like an album that has just been all bangers.
Really?
Yeah, you know, well, I guess for me, the Beatles. But that's because I'm a Beatles son.
Beatles suck.
Oh, all right.
Has been Hotel.
There's the door.
But yeah, I think overall, that, I mean, that whole...
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
good.
Very solid. Like, there isn't one that's like, yeah, we'll skip this one. The other ones are good, but we'll skip this one. But like overall, it was solid.
It was very good. And I do need to watch Rent now. Or at least listen to it. But back to this movie's acting. Fucking phenomenal. Andrew Garfield did such a stellar job. I just loved how he like embodied the character. And he looked the part so well, I feel like, with his hair all kind of frizzled. It was so nice. And I could tell that he put emotion into it. And the fact that he actually took singing lessons to actually become better at singing, and they might have used some...
There definitely was some pitch correction. Yeah. I kind of like picked up.
There were
some
that I thought, but
it wasn't
terrible.
It
was like
T-Pain,
right?
It was very. I mean, every artist uses it now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Yeah,
but it was very good. And then
very good.
Visually, I think the movie just is very good or very pretty visually, even though it's not supposed to be like a. It's not supposed to be beautiful, you know. It's not like a movie for cinematography.
It was controlled chaos.
Control
like,
chaos.
And like, the messy apartment. Like,
right.
It wasn't unpleasing to look at.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked how it looked. I thought it was very nice. And I don't know why, because, yeah, it's control chaos. But there's just something about it that I'm like, this is so cool looking. I think it's how they placed everything.
Yeah.
Then the choreography also and the musical numbers were very good when they had some. No, yeah, they all had pretty much. Very good. Okay. Anybody else have anything to say about this?
I didn't like it when I first watched it. This time I loved it.
Yeah, we're going to force Robbie to watch this again.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Vanessa Hudgens.
Was she the girl that did the other part in therapy?
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah, that's why I said it was a High School Musical.
She in it?
She was like the main lead in High School Musical.
Gosh, so how old are you?
I didn't watch High School Musical.
Guys, come on.
I thought it was
Soren.
Should one of us recommend it for the show?
Wait, what's her name?
Who?
I thought it was that one girl, Olivia Ashley. Rodrigo. Or is she for the series?
She's the series.
Are you high?
Olivia Rodrigo.
I thought you were going to say Ashley Tisdale.
The fuck is that?
Sharpay?
I haven't watched High School. I just know that Olivia Rodrigo, was she in the series then? The High School Musical, the musical series or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. Probably. I don't know. She sucks. I hate her.
Hey, Vampire is actually a pretty good song. I will give her that one. I like it.
You've never watched the original High School Musical?
I don't think so.
I've watched it, but I can't remember any of it.
You don't remember, like, the basketball, you know, get your head in the game?
I kind of remember that just from, like,
cultural
TikTok, Instagram.
I'm almost positive I had, like, a Radio Disney CD with some of the songs on it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was very popular.
That was a thing, too, back in the day, yeah. Radio Disney. So you remember Radio Disney, but you don't remember High School Musical.
Yeah.
Mine was Teen Beach
I remember
Movie.
High School Musical. I just didn't watch it.
What was your favorite original Disney movie?
Teen Beach Movie.
Original Disney movie.
Teen Beach Movie.
God. Like from the Disney shows? Like the Disney Channel?
The Disney Channel original movie.
Yes, Disney Channel original movies.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's a TV show.
The movie.
There was a movie.
I'm going to say Minutemen.
I never watched it.
What
was Minutemen about?
The time travel thing, like wormhole guys.
Oh,
in the
snow suits.
Yeah,
yeah, I do. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Do you like it more than Multiverse or Menace?
I didn't really understand it when I watched it as a kid. But
I didn't either.
No, not that movie. The one with London from Suite Life, Zack and Cody, and she was like being trained to be like a ninja by a guy.
Oh, it's like Cindy Wu.
Wendy Wu.
Wendy Wu, yeah.
I just like that.
Yeah, Wendy Wu. That was one. And then Lemonade Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good one. I always wanted to try the lemonade. Just like, I don't know. It's got to be so good.
Phineas and Ferb across the second dimension.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah.
was mine.
That's probably what I would say. I'm looking and like a lot of these are, no. Can of Worms. Wow.
Minutemen was 2008.
No, I know what really it is. I think mine would be Halloween Town.
Oh, Halloween Town series was really good.
I love that.
That was fantastic. Camp Rock. If you guys go back and watch Camp Rock, there's like a drinking game where it's take a sip every time you cringe, and you will be rather intoxicated by the end of the movie. Those are all musical, those. Those are all musicals, though, for the most part.
What were we talking about to get to high school? Oh.
Tick, Tick, Boom being a...
Yeah, Vanessa. Vanessa.
Vanessa.
How do you
or
say
a prequel.
Vanessa Hudgens.
You did say that, too. The sequel to High School Musical.
She was my first celebrity crush.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Yep.
I don't know who mine was.
Followed immediately by Megan Fox from Transformers.
I never really watched Transformers. I don't like them. I like Bumblebee. Not the movie. Like I just like the character. I haven't seen the movie.
I was a young boy when the Transformers first came out.
How old are you?
Old.
I think I've asked you this today.
23.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was born in 2000. My birthday's in October.
So
Transformers is, what, 2009?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Seriously, guys. Did you guys not watch movies?
I've only seen Bumblebee.
Okay, I mean, I've watched 8 Transformers. I don't know which one it was. But I didn't watch a lot of movies as a kid. I watched more shows, and I played a lot of Legos. That was kind of my life.
Fair. Very good. Very, very solid.
Yeah.
What did I do as a kid?
You watched movies and
no, I watched YouTube.
Yeah, you watched YouTube.
Old school YouTube was the best.
I watched Cute Mario Bros. All the time.
There'll be times I'll just get like random flashbacks and search on YouTube, see if I can find that one video that I watched like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever watched The Ultimate Showdown?
Mm-hmm.
It was like some flash movie on YouTube. I think it literally says 16 years ago uploaded. And it's this song that has every... It's basically the first multiverse ever. It was this fight between every character ever.
I did see those, I think.
It was like... It starts out with Godzilla.
Was one with Goku?
I don't think so. Maybe? I think Goku might be in it. I don't know. It's basically just this song that this guy animated. And the winner is Mr. Rogers.
Mm.
So it's the first ever multiverse.
Okay.
Definitely look it up. That's my recommendation. Ultimate Showdown on YouTube. Followed by Charlie the Unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie!
That kills people.
Any insights into Tick, Tick, Boom, Tyler? Did it pass your sleep test?
It did. Well, not really. I was just really tired when I started watching it.
What did you like the most about it?
The song.
What was your favorite song?
3090.
Not Therapy?
No. I'm not surprised.
At first it was...
Not No More?
It was Boho Days, but...
Oh. I remember that. I'm like, how do you like this one so much?
And
30, I didn't like it.
3090 grew on me the second
3090
time.
Is super good. I will say, as like a musician, and you know, my major is sound recording technology and performance. This movie was kind of eye opening in the sense I'm like, oh boy, am I gonna waste my life away? It worried me, but like, we'll see.
That's yeah. I got the same. Like,
right.
Shit.
The thing is, though, I love what I do, so we hope for the best. And that's kind of what Andrew Garfield was doing. You know, those 8 years, like, he thinks he has something here, and he went for it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool. You know, it's something I sort of related to in some areas. Not nearly as much. Not bad as Andrew Garfield had it in the movie, but...
No, I'm definitely with you on that. I mean, you always hear stories of DJs, like, quitting their jobs... And just taking the shot, I'm like I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah,
because you know, it's scary.
Yes, yeah, no, definitely.
Think of it's a guy DJ called John Summit.
Mm-hmm.
He was an accountant, like full in corporate America, and just said screw it and became a DJ, and now he's like the most famous house DJ out there. Yeah, he's something.
Yeah.
But I was like, I mean, watching the movie, I was like, is that going to be me? Am I going to be sitting in an apartment when the electricity turns off? Like,
oh, no.
Oh, I got to write this next musical.
Got to drop your deck skill save video.
Yeah. You know, I think overall it was fine.
Yes, it was fun. I loved it.
I think it's definitely rewatchable.
Oh, yeah.
Three or four times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to, you know, if you're doing a musical.
At least it's not as bad as... I rewatched Rocket Man so many times. Mm. Like I probably watched that like 12 times in a year once.
Fair. Nice.
Yeah, I just love it.
All right. I mean, that's understandable.
But, I mean, I wouldn't mean like I was always paying attention. It was background for probably a lot of it. But yeah. I love that movie a lot. I want to rewatch it.
Ratings?
I gave it a 9 out of 10. And it could be a 10, maybe, on a rewatch again. But I'm pretty happy with that right now.
8.9.
8.9.
Were you Tick, Tick, Boom?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Out of 10.
Spider-Man.
No. Spider-Man? Okay. 7.5.
I would go an 8.
What?
7.5? I mean, it's not as good as Multiverse of Madness.
For the record, there's 3 Beverly Hills Chihuahua movies.
Okay.
I looked it up. There was a 4th one, but it got canceled.
Ah, why would they cancel it?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I would have watched it.
The recession.
Well, I guess since we're a little under time for our usual, I think. Yeah, a little bit. What other movies have we watched recently?
Remember, there's lots of cuts in there.
Yeah.
Right, so we're under time.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have to go for 2 hours.
I know, but I do kind of want to talk about the one other movie I watched.
What?
What'd you watch?
I watched X2, finally.
X-Men 2.
Yeah, it's X-Men. They call it X2, X-Men United. What?
What?
I don't know.
Do you know what X-Men is?
I know what. Is it like the old movie?
Yeah, the ones from like the 2000s.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I've probably seen it when I was
a child. The thing was like, well, they finally fucking put, like, pretty much most of the X-Men movies are now on Disney Plus. The thing was, I only was able to watch, because I want to try to watch them in release order. I owned X-Men 1 on DVD, and I was missing 2, and they had 3 on Disney Plus. So on eBay, I found for like $10, not even, the original trilogy, which was X-Men 1, 2, and 3, on Blu-ray. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy that. And I buy it, you know, whatever it comes. And the day it came, I got a notification. Disney Plus is going to add X2 on like the 9th. I'm like,
I also have it
thanks,
too.
Thanks, guys. I know, but I did want to own it out there. But it's really good, actually. I was really surprised. I liked X-Men, the first one, a lot. And I think X2 is probably better. Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't need to go into detail about that. It's not a movie we're planning on talking about.
You just want to tell the story?
Yeah, I guess. I just wanted to say, I watched X2. Because I really, it was really good.
It's a good movie.
I'm excited to watch X3 whenever I get, or it's X-Men The Last Stand. When I get the chance.
Nate's X-Men updates.
Yeah. But, like, I got to watch these two movies, and that's already a lot for me. Because I don't watch movies a lot. And I want to rewatch Sonic 2 now. Which I might do.
You know what I'm excited, but I'm also really nervous for? Mm. The Avatar The Last Airbender Netflix show.
See, I actually just started watching the animated show, because I've never seen it before.
I gotta get on it.
And I'm like halfway through book one, and it's really good. But, and I saw the trailer for the live action, I'm like, this looks great. But I keep seeing stuff coming out, how they're kind of ruining it.
Yeah.
And I'm really getting worried, because I'm like, this is going to be good.
Have you watched the original Avatar?
Yeah, you have.
The movie?
The Last Airbender.
Oh, yes.
Not the arrows, not the blue people.
No, he's probably
the the original movie? The garbage one?
No. The
series? Garbage?
The original movie
The
sucked.
Movie?
Not Avatar.
What, the blue people?
Not blue people.
No,
blue
the M. Night Shyamalan one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody likes that, apparently, and it's like...
Ong? The
Ong
Avatar and Sokka?
Yeah, they got, like, everything wrong.
Super Sokka?
They couldn't just watch the source material and see how it was pronounced?
It was so bad. I don't...
But the blue people Avatar is also terrible, so...
No, I've watched the original show about 4 or 5 times through.
Okay.
Aren't they coming out with the new movies or whatever?
That's what they were just talking about.
I know.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry. I zone out.
Yeah, it's February 22nd. They're coming out. They're just dropping all the episodes. Yeah.
They're doing book one.
So I looked, it's 8 episodes. And in the original show, there's 20 episodes in the first season. So if...
It's about on par.
They should
I was gonna say, I was doing. Originally, I was scared. I was like, "Oh shit, that's not enough episodes. They're gonna cram some stuff." But then I was doing the math. Like, if every episode in the eight episode series is 1 hour long or 40 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
it still comes out roughly that size because it's live action, not animation.
I saw that range of emotions in real time.
Yes,
he was in class.
I was next to him in class, and I was like, "All right, well, the show 20 minutes episodes."
It was like, "Oh no, there's only 8."
There's a little bit of filler in the show too. That's the thing.
Yeah,
not like it's
book
not
one, they go to. Was it the Western Air Temple?
If they forget the cabbage guy,
he's on
the entire series.
Yes, he is. I'm an idiot. Yeah, he's fun.
I think he is. I think they actually did, when they did the cast release, they put the cabbage guy in there.
But the thing is, like, I'm not too worried about if they're going to miss stuff, because the One Piece live action was 8 episodes, and they covered all of East Blue, which was like 100 episodes.
But they started throwing in random
stuff.
Like
50 episodes. Something like that. They did.
If I get parts of book 3 and book 1, I swear.
Well, you kind of are. You're going to get book 2 because Azula's going to be in there. Like, they already showed Azula, and they showed the Fire Lord.
Yeah, but in the One Piece live action, they took a person that doesn't appear for, like, 200 episodes and threw him in, like, episode 1.
Oh.
Well, okay, talk about...
Garp.
Spoilers!
Kind of. So in the One Piece anime, we don't meet Garp until the Water 7 arc. And I'm not going to go into detail.
And they took the exact scenario that happens in that Water 7 arc and threw it into, like, episode 3.
No.
Yes. So he's throwing cannonballs at...
He was? Well, oh, my God!
And that's what happens in Water 7.
So it starts out with, like, the public execution of Goldie Roger, but they add Garp there, which makes sense.
Yeah, Garp
can
be there.
We only have one season, you know, they're building, and they can't do 1,000 episodes for the live action. It's not possible. So they have to build their own, and they said that this is kind of a... loose adaptation. Like, it's going to follow the big story beats, but they're kind of going to do their own journey, too. So, they added some, or introduced some characters earlier, but it wasn't in bad taste. Like, it was very good. And yes, Garp did the cannonballs, but I'm not surprised that they would add Garp so early on.
It's fine that they added him on. They just took a storyline that happens in, like...
No, they didn't.
Almost a quarter into the series and was just like...
Was it at least tasteful? Was it like...
I think it was tasteful. I think it worked. It's been a while since I've watched it. I binged it when it came out because I'm a fucking one.
But when are they going to get the Thousand Sunny now?
Garp has nothing to do with them getting the Thousand Sunny.
Well, that's when they were throwing the cannonballs at. Is Garp not going to be there when they get the Thousand Sunny?
He probably will if they even
get So they're
going to
do the same
exact
thing they did in season one that they're going to do when they get the Thousand Sunny.
Well, there was this segment I had this idea for, and since we have some time, I figure we... Nate and Tyler explained to me One Piece.
Yes.
So, do you want to do that? Not the whole thing. How long would the first arc take?
I can explain the first arc.
Oh, yeah.
Arc we can explain it.
Okay.
But
wait,
first,
hang on.
I want to finish this.
Okay. Just finish that.
I don't know if they'll get the Thousand Sunny. I don't know what they're going to do on how they're going to do the ending. I know they're going to keep going, but I don't know if
they're
going to
skip over the... Going Merry won't get broken because they'll just skip over the Skypiea arc.
Spoilers.
We already did spoilers.
So...
Even though they even talked about the spirits in live
action. No, I think some of that will happen. I'm saying, like, I don't know if there'll be a time skip. You know, I don't know if they'll get the Thousand Sunny because they might just... We might not get that thing with Going Merry. I don't know. It's really dependent on how the show does. Okay, now we can do this segment of us trying to explain One Piece.
Wait. Spoiler.
So, are you going to care? Do you think you'll ever try to watch One Piece?
No.
Man,
it's also just
I'm
the
sorry.
First arc.
So,
I'll
okay,
watch
the
live action.
Is the first arc going to be the
He's blue, wouldn't it?
But not including... See, that's the thing. People kind of...
Is Arlong Bagnar a part of it?
That's all East Blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it in Japanese?
There's dub.
I like the dub
personally.
We're watching the dub, if I can, on the 23rd.
Demon Slayer?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that was our idea.
Because it has to be, because that's the only one at 4 o'clock.
Do you guys watch it together?
No, not usually. This is Demon Slayer. They do this... So they've been
doing
like Demon Slayer things in the theaters. We usually try to see those.
Oh.
But anime, not typically.
They also argue like an old couple.
He got me into Demon Slayer, though, because the Demon Slayer had like a 10-episode really slow start.
It was kind of slow at the beginning. I love that series.
One Piece.
Anyways, so One Piece.
Like, how slow do you think the start of Demon Slayer? An anime series about slaying demons. How long until you think you're going to get to, like, slaying demons?
Well, I would think, like, the first episode is, like...
They slay demons.
Nope.
The
guy
like
slaying demons
episode.
Right off
nope.
the bat, get you hooked, and then...
Nope. Second episode? Nope. Third episode?
Dude,
nope.
Yes, there is.
Not very entertaining. Fourth episode?
Oh,
nope.
No.
The main guy does absolutely nothing. Main guy?
Jack shit.
We're not trying to just do simple shonen action. We're trying to get something here.
It's not demon slayers. It's demon slaying occasionally.
No. It's demons slaying, not slaying demons.
Wow.
We have a demon attacking a house, and then that's about it for the next
They've
six, seven episodes.
They've got to build something up to start off with. This kid, Tanjiro, has nothing to do with the demon slayers. Of course he's not going to start fucking slaying demons right at the start.
First episode, we have him walking to the town, and then walking back from town, and that's like the first 15 minutes.
Walking.
It took us three episodes
to go
until
up
they
and down
started arguing about anime.
Don't lie to me, that's basically the first episode. And then he finds out his family's almost dead, and then his sister is a demon.
And then he slays demons?
No! He saves his sister, who is already a demon, and makes her, like, passive.
So it's demon saver.
This is a One Piece segment.
No, because she didn't get a taste for human blood yet. And as long as they were able to stop that, then she didn't have a taste, and somehow sleeping became her way to heal. Or, like, not have to...
Demon blood is her way to heal.
When do they slay demons?
This is Hot Tub Time Machine
long,
all over
long
again.
Time, halfway through the season.
No, my God!
Sorry, he cuts a rock first before he starts slaying demons.
You know where this doesn't happen? Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yeah, exactly.
right off the bat.
Okay. Can we do the One Piece thing?
Just
Tyler?
So we start with a rub.
This motherfucker. Episode 4.
That's like half.
They start slaying of a 26 episode season.
Oh, is it when they meet Muzan in the middle of the city when they turn the random guy into it and they can't kill him in the middle of the city?
What are you talking?
Is that when they meet Muzan in the middle of the city?
Tanjiro goes finds the fucking dude with the red mask. I can't remember his name. He trains him real quick. That's like 2 episodes. Episode 4, he goes to the final selection thing where he actually starts slaying demon. We get that big fat fucking you demon that looks like you.
What big guy demon?
The one that killed like all the Orodaki, I think was the name of the dude with the red mask. All of his other demon slayers that he trained.
Beverly Hills.
You're talking about just the ghost.
That's where
he cuts a rocket at.
To be.
Okay, we'll talk about this later. Sorry, folks.
That's an underrated album.
Let's get into the One Piece.
So there's this guy.
Yeah.
Daddy Shanks. You can go now.
Popcorn reading.
All right, so that's how the manga actually starts. With the anime, we start out.
No, that's how all those live action also starts off. Daddy Shanks.
Yeah, I think so. But the anime, so we start out with a barrel floating in the sea, and it bumps up onto a pirate ship, which you find out to be later as Alvida, and she's some fat the cow that she claims to be the prettiest in all
she's
the seas.
She's a fat cow.
She's not actually a cow, but she's fat.
We got to set this, like, what's the scene? Where are we? Why is everyone pirates?
We're in the middle of the ocean.
So we're in the East Blue.
Why is there so many oceans?
There's only 4 oceans.
East,
north, east, south,
that's
and west.
I want to know the setting.
Okay, so there's
currently in the East Blue.
There's this giant line.
The red line. Oh, no.
No, the Grand Line.
Grand Line.
The Grand Line. And then it's surrounded by the Calm Belt, which is no moving water for miles. And then it's mountains, right? And no mountains. I don't know. It's just the Calm Belt.
There's mountains or no mountains.
No mountains. And then it's surrounded by the 4 seas.
Okay. That does not matter right now.
No, he wanted me to set the scene.
Where's the treasure come into play? Where's the who's treasure?
It's at the end of the Grand Line.
What's the
restart. I got a better way to open this.
West
Gold D. Rogers execution.
Born and raised. The all playground right. Is where I spent most of my days.
Took us 3 episodes.
So, I know how to start this. So, wealth, fame, power. Gold Roger, the king of the pirates, obtained this and many more.
And much more.
Much more.
Okay. Wow, such a difference.
Execution. Somebody's like, what about that secret treasure? The One Piece. He's like, and then, you know, Gold Roger's like, wah, wah, wah. You want my treasure? You can have it. I gathered all my treasure in one place. And it's like, go find it. And that starts the Great Pirate Era. And that's kind of where we are. So there's, like, a bunch of people start sailing to the seas and becoming pirates so they can...
Besides Daddy Shanks.
No, Shanks. Well, he didn't. He wasn't going after the One Piece.
Yeah.
But we get this. A bunch of people are now becoming pirates because they want to find the One Piece.
Which is the worst
find generation. Find Gold
Rogers. The first worst generation.
Find Gold Rogers. Now this is kind of where we open up. We're in the East Blue. And that's what the first arc is, really, the East Blue. And it's a barrel in the sea.
Is Ace a part of East Blue?
One thing at a time, Doctor.
No, Ace is not a part of East Blue. You don't know who Ace is. So the barrel bumps to the side of a rather large pink boat. And they think it's booze or something, so they pull it up, and it's super heavy. And they put it with the rest of their, like, storage. We find out this ship is Alvida's, which she's a pirate. I don't remember her bounty, but she was
second
kind
highest.
Of. No, I doubt it. No way. In the East Blue.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Because if I think right now.
Hey, nerds. Let's get them back on track. Come on.
I'm losing focus here.
Third anyways. Fierce Pirate? Because I think it goes. Because I'm pretty sure.
Later.
Arlong. Bug
nerds!
Alvida.
We're going to need you back to moderate.
She says that she's the. She's like, oh, I'm the prettiest of all. Whatever. She's just. Some bitch. But this is where we meet Kobe, who is just like a little worrywart squirt, kind of like Robbie, who is, you know, he's too scared to stand up for himself. And he's down in the where the storage is, and we finally get introduced to Luffy. He breaks out of the barrel. He's like, oh boy, I slept great, whatever. And this is where we kind of meet him, and it's a great way to meet him because we see how energetic and goofy he is. But Kobe's like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, oh, I'm Monkey D. Luffy, whatever. Alvita finds out he's on the ship. And pretty much Luffy and just says something that makes her mad.
Yeah, because Alvita was disrespecting Kobe, and then Luffy stood up for Kobe.
Yeah.
Because Kobe wouldn't stand up for himself. And then that starts a whole fight.
Fight breaks out. Luffy kicks Alvita's ass, and they get a boat, and they just start sailing. They're trying to find land. This is where, and I'll start speeding it up now because I'm taking
this is where Garp comes in live action.
So this is where we get to, I don't remember the island's name, but this is where we're going to meet Roronoa Zoro. As we find it's like a naval island. Well, it's a town that has like a navy base at it. And this is where we have Captain Axehand Morgan.
No, it's not. Longtown? Yeah.
No, that's before the Grand Line.
That's the execution.
Hey.
That's the execution.
Hey. Don't interrupt the bard.
That's not where Roronoa Zoro is. So, this is where we meet, like, Captain Axehand Morgan, which he's kind of like a corrupt Navy man. He got just consumed by power, so he's like, oh, I can do this, and it doesn't matter. You know, I could kill somebody. I could kill this little girl. And actually, he's like, go kill this girl. And this Navy man's like, but she's just a child. And Axehand Morgan just fucking, like, kills him. Whatever. But he pretty much, his son, Bellamy, is very snot-nosed, you know, he's very uptight, or not uptight, but like, oh god, he's pretentious, he's pretentious.
Yotsuba Island region? Shellstown.
Anyways, because I'm boring the audience here, Luffy breaks Zoro out of, kind of his captivity, and they all kick Captain Axehand Morgan's ass, and they sail away. Kobe stays because he wants to become a Navy man. He didn't, or a Marine, they're Marines. But, he stays behind, and it's just Luffy and Zoro now going on their adventure.
Paul has a question.
How many episodes are there?
Like 1,000. Maybe in the hundreds, 1,000 hundreds? Yes.
I have a follow-up question. Did they find the One Piece yet?
Nope.
Why?
In a movie that's non-canon, he found a golden thing that leads him right to the One Piece, but threw it away because he didn't want it.
What? Well, it's not canon, right?
So
it's
no, not canon.
Okay.
But he threw it away.
When are they going to find it?
Well,
how close are they?
We're getting close, actually. The manga is getting close to the end. We have, well, by the end, like, we probably still have, we have, like, a few more arcs to go.
Remember, this is 61 episodes, and we still haven't described, like, 5.
I'll start. When did this start? What year?
I think, like, 2000. Something like that.
I don't know. Before
maybe 1999.
Maybe, like, the 90s?
I think it was 99.
97.
98. Is it 97?
Are we talking about manga or anime?
Anime.
Yes. Hey. Anyways, you guys watch Friends?
99.
No.
Mm-mm. 99.
I need to.
Yeah. October 2099.
Nice. So, Luffy and Zoro go to another island. I don't know the name of it, once again. But this is where they meet Nami, who is a burglar and steals from pirates. And just so happens that on this island, Buggy has taken over the town. Which is where this, like, mainly is focused on. And he kind of becomes this rival of sorts to Luffy. And, make a long story short, Luffy, Zoro, and Nami team up, kick Buggy's ass. What?
Has Red 40 in it.
Okay. And everybody's happy, whatever.
Isn't that for Orangetown? That's where we meet?
Yes, Nami? Orangetown.
Which is on the Oregon Islands.
Now, Nami is like, I'll team up with you guys right now, but she hates pirates, and we'll find that out later why. Then we go to Syrup Village, which is where we get to meet Usopp.
Which is on the Gecko Islands.
Mm. We meet Usopp there. He's a brave warrior of the sea, is what he tells everybody, but he's a big liar, and everybody knows that, and it's kind of a part of his charm. He's kind of like the
kind of like Tyler.
The boy who cried wolf.
Boy who cried wolf. Because every morning he would run into the village saying, oh, the pirates are coming, the pirates are coming. And they never would. But, as we find out, he has made friends with this... Oh, what was her name?
I don't know.
Okay. I can't remember her name. But,
Oh, it's like... My...
Kaya. It's something... Kaya. He makes friends with Kaya, and she's a very rich... She lives in a mansion, but her parents fortunately passed away, and she has a bad illness. And...
She's being poisoned.
Yeah. We don't know that yet, though. Idiot. So the main butler there is his name's Kuro, and he's a very esteemed guy. You know, he's very professional looking.
Well, that's not his name that he's going under right now.
But yeah, it is. Is it not Kuro? Does he not go by Kuro?
No, because that's his.
I know his. He's cat.
Wrap it up.
We're
almost at 2 hours.
We have 20 minutes. No, okay, we'll end up after this episode. So pretty much, we find out that Kuro is actually a bad guy, and he used to be the infamous Captain Kuro of the, like, Black Cat Pirates. And pretty much, Kuro was planning on, and he's been poisoning Kaya to the point where she, they'd force her to sign, like, all of her money over to Captain Kuro, and they'd kill her, but they'd make it seem like it was just illness. But, well, actually, no, they're going to make it seem like a pirate raid because they're going to have the pirates attack the town and whatnot. Usopp figures this out. He runs to the village and tells them. Of course, they don't believe him. So Usopp, being the brave warrior he is, he decides to go stand up against the pirates. And may once again, make another long story short, Luffy, Zoro, and Nami help him out, and they fight. It's kind of the first time we've seen Luffy have a little bit of a struggle with the villain because he doesn't struggle too much yet. But this is where they get the Going Merry, their first ship, like, big ship. And, yeah, Usopp joins the crew, and we'll stop there. Just watch One Piece. It's not that long.
Very uncomplicated.
What's the total, like, hour runtime?
A lot.
Like, for an episode?
No.
Like, all together?
You want me to just...
I think it takes, like, a month?
Of watching. Straight. Nonstop.
I think it's like 2 weeks from that. Really? Yeah, it's 17.12 days.
Oh.
Or 410, or 411 hours.
Oh.
So about 2.5 weeks if you wanted to sit down and watch it without sleeping, eating, or anything else.
Why does this one say 2 months of nonstop marathoning with sleep?
Yeah, with sleep.
Oh. Okay. Well.
That's obnoxious.
Probably with sleep and work, probably 8 hours a day. That's probably what that is.
Full work day. 9 to 5.
Tyler, what's your recommendation?
Oh, yeah. We have a recommendation. Actually, we're at the end of the episode.
As I said while you were on your phone.
Oh.
I said we were wrapping up.
The Imitation Game?
Oh!
God damn it.
Interesting. Oh, watch that. Fun. Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, I know. It's just, that.
You've seen it, Cole?
Is that the Oh, what's it called? The code? World War II code?
Enigma code?
Yeah, that one. Watched it once in school.
Was it good?
That was good. Kind of cool.
That's actually interesting.
About the Germans with the
cool, I had fancy 5 movies picked out if you guys saw it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it on?
Netflix.
Netflix? Okay.
I think, is it original?
No.
Wow. Okay. Well.
If you want to watch... The Imitation Game, it's on Netflix. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening in.
To the show. Got any last words, Cole?
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Beverly Hills...
That's Nate? The recommendation. You gotta watch all 3 movies before next week.
Any last words, Nate?
We hope you can get through this one. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Any other last words than Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
No. See if you guys can watch Kung Pao. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So incredibly stupid. But definitely give it a shot.
See. Hang on.
Sometimes it pops up on YouTube for free with ads. I don't know where it is now.
I remember when the Lego movie was an ad on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
You remember that?
They accidentally uploaded it as an ad and it was unskippable.
I did not see
it. No,
that.
No, it was skippable.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yeah. It was Chris Pratt, like, do not skip this. When the Lego Movie 2 was coming out, and it was just like a 3-hour-long ad for the Lego Movie.
Oh, that's
so. Hilarious. If you like, you just started a normal video, you just had a 3-hour ad of the Lego Movie. You really wanted to watch it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's not on streaming right now.
Kung Pao has a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way,
which is probably way too low,
way too high.
It has an audience score of 69.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Any last words, Tyler? G Fuel,
please sponsor us. G Fuel, please sponsor us.
Yeah, G Fuel sponsor us. I could probably just sponsor it. They keep emailing me about it.
Really?
Yeah, well,
I have a lot of points. I spend a lot of money there.
But do you have any last words?
Nope.
Say something stupid like you did the past two episodes.
I said stuff stupid?
You said candy corn G Fuel was pretty good.
Oh, brain drive G Fuel is pretty good too.
Okay, him talking is stupid.
Brain
candy
drive G
corn?
Yeah, they have a candy corn flavor.
Is it just sugar?
No, it's like vanilla and other stuff too.
That's all candy corn is. It's just like caramel.
Yeah. It's vanilla, caramel, and something else. It's really good, though.
I like it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.